I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It can seem like many people were caught off guard by the global spread of the coronavirus, but that wasn't the case for Tent Schools International. Emily Closter tells us.
When the virus first started spreading around the globe, teachers held lessons on good hygiene, like covering coughs, washing hands, and wiping down surfaces.
The schools are closed now, but the training will help refugee populations that are vulnerable to the coronavirus. So far, some camps have been protected by the rural settings. Closter says Tent School's teachers have been checking in with families each week to collect and distribute homework. They also provide food and medical supplies, because these families need to know they're not forgotten.
Uncertainty is something displaced students and their families have already faced as they lost their homes and schools during war. So pray that fear will not become a driving force in their lives again.
And the COVID crisis leaves a trail of chaos in its wake. For China, now emerging from the pandemic, the confrontation of mortality created many questions. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says they decided to send their partners some biblical resources to help. That container full of Bibles and Christian books leaves today.
It's easy to give in the good times, but if you really want to get God's attention, give and do something when things are rough. That's the only thing that God says that we can test him on. And I can just imagine it seeing playing out for those that are listening when they give to this and say, you know what, let's be a part of getting God's word around the world for free.
Long after the coronavirus passes, believers in China will still be sharing the hope of the gospel. Wolford challenges us as the body of Christ to walk in faith with them. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. And it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.